Deep Purple, Smoke on the Water. Alright, that intro's almost a minute long, Jason, so we have to move along. Jason's classic cut, the Jerry Bader Show, 10:07, as I said, Deep Purple, Smoke on the Water. When we were in Boston five years ago this summer, they talked about how that referred to the toxic Boston River, so polluted you could light it. Don't know if that's true or not. Jason tells me I made an egregious error by not watching the Pro Bowl. He says it was really good. 22-21, they went for a two-point conversion, and Team Rice beat Team Dion, right? I couldn't get into the whole fantasy thing. I just couldn't do it for whatever reason. Jason says it was actually a well-played game. There was hitting, blocking, tackling. So the draft was horrible. I don't remember whose team was Eddie Lacy on. Sanders. So he was on the loose. See, I don't... There's something about not having the conferences go head-to-head that just, I don't know. So do you think this was a success in your mind? You do, and you think they will continue with this format? I didn't watch it. I turned it on for a few seconds, and was Alex Smith one of the quarterbacks? I think I saw him get sacked. And it was J.J. Watt, and he did this surfboard thing. Yeah, that was... Looks a little silly to me, but you thought it was cool. All right. That's about all that I saw. I don't know. You're going to have a hard time selling me on the Pro Bowl. I'm not being old. I don't know what you can do to convince me on the Pro Bowl, but I'll admit, it sounds like it was a very exciting game. But you're saying they played for real. Well, you know why? Because they must want the money, and they knew that if they didn't play for real this time, it was going to get canceled, which I think probably would have been the right way to go. There was a pretty big ruling. It may not seem this way, but I think this is a pretty big ruling. The U.S. Supreme Court today, the Supreme Court says steel workers do not have to be paid for the time they spend putting on and taking off protective gear they wear on the job. The court was unanimous Monday. How often does that happen? In ruling in favor of United States Steel over workers' claims that they should be paid under terms of federal labor law for the time it takes them to put on flame retardant jackets and pants, safety glasses, earplugs, hard hats, and other equipment. Justin and Antonin Scalia said for the court that the labor agreement between the company and the workers' union says the employees don't get paid for the time they spend changing clothes. Scalia said most of the items count as clothing. He said earplugs, glasses, and respirators are not clothing, but take little time to put on. I think this goes to preparation. That's what I think. That, yeah, you are expected. I have a relative who has got to change into work-appropriate gear. I don't think she gets paid for that. She has to be there about a half an hour before her actual start time. I don't think she gets paid for that. All sorts of people have to do a little pre-job prep. I mean, don't even get us started here in the radio business. I think this was the right ruling. I thought there was another case out there like this, too. This might have been the one I was thinking of, though. Then there's this. Remember the teacher, a Middleton Cross Plains school district teacher, was fired for watching porn at school. An arbitrator reinstated him because he said he was unfairly treated because others who did the same thing didn't get the same punishment. The school district said, well, yeah, they weren't as big offenders as he was. It's not the same. Their cases were different. He was much more, I'm using this word a lot today, an egregious violator. Well, some 20 people turned out Friday morning at the district's Cromray Middle School to protest the return of a seventh grade science teacher reinstated nearly 4 years after he was fired for looking at and sharing pornography at school. District spokesman Perry Hibner said Andrew Harris did report to school Friday for a professional staff day, attended a staff meeting in the morning. Harris was expected to spend the rest of the day with Cromray 7th grade science teacher Eric Engel, whose class Harris will take over on Monday when students return to school from a long weekend. Hibner said District Superintendent Don Johnson met with Cromray staff and parents and answered a lot of questions. And Mr. Harris did come over to the school Thursday and met with the principal for about an hour. They went over logistics and addressed some of the concerns on everyone's part. Obviously, a lot of parents don't want this guy teaching their kids. The district is giving concerned parents the option of moving their children out of Harris's class and into a study hall. About 125 students in five sections are enrolled in Harris's science class. We are also going to be putting in a paraeducator in that classroom starting on Monday. We think it's in the best interest of everybody, the students, the parents, even the teacher. It has been 4 years since he's been in the classroom, and we think it would be beneficial for someone to help him. Now, the parents are upset at the district. Their hands were tied. There wasn't much they could do. By the way, I knew this. I just haven't reported it recently. As part of the arbitrator's ruling, he gets $200,000 in back pay. He gets all of his back pay for the time that he was off, $200,000, and he gets his job back. This is one of the most, and I brought this up as soon as this case was reported. When we went through Act 10, how many teachers, how many people in the education establishment called and emailed this show? You're just not being honest. It's really not that hard to fire a bad teacher. It really isn't. It just isn't. Now, here's another question. And I brought this up when we were talking about education issues last week. Why do teachers want to protect bad teachers? If you're a teacher in the Middleton Cross Plains School District, do you really want your union protecting this goon, this loser, this pervert? The guy watches porn, apparently to a degree far more than the coworkers with him that they fired him. Do you really want him back? And is that what you think? Is this the power that you think you've lost with the power of unions being lost through Act 10? You're a teacher that doesn't watch porn. If you're a teacher anywhere in Wisconsin right now and you're not on the job or whatever's going on and you hear my voice or you have a teacher in your life, are these the type of teachers that you think the union should protect? Do you think the rank and file of the teachers union in this school district are okay with this? How many of them do you think weren't okay with this? This would be interesting to know. How many teachers in this guy's union went to their union and said, don't defend this guy. Get him the hell out of here. Or how many had his back and said, well, you know, he's a really good teacher and he loves his students and he would never hurt them and this just really isn't right. What do you suppose? If the rank and file went and said, look, don't defend this louse. Don't work to get him his job back. We don't want him to have his job back. But an arbitrator rules, well, yeah, as this guy's lawyer said, well, he should have just been given a good talking to. Apparently, he watched a lot more porn and shared a lot more porn on district computers than any of the other staff that got in trouble. That you can't just fire someone for something like this is why Act 10 was needed. And that unions will defend these rotten teachers. This guy, by his behavior, is a rotten teacher. And if you're a teacher in a school district where you don't criticize your union for having this guy's back, shame on you. This is my entire philosophy about the education establishment. Why do good teachers want to defend and protect bad ones? And that's all this has done. I'm telling you, that's all this has done, and that is what Act 10 has changed. We have another whiny school story for you here. In 5 minutes, it's 10:16.
Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.